I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Each week, VPR's Alex Keefe checks in with a review of the week's news.
And this week, unpacking Senator Bernie Sanders' loss in the New York Democratic primary on Tuesday and what it could mean for his campaign going forward. Here's a clip of Sanders talking to reporters after landing in South Burlington late Tuesday night.
Today, we took Secretary Clinton on in her own state of New York, and we lost. I congratulate Secretary Clinton on her victory.
Clinton beat Sanders handily, 63% to his 37%. We wanted to understand a bit more about exactly how Sanders lost in the state and the city where he grew up. So we're talking with Wilson Andrews, Larry Buchanan, and Ford Fessenden. They're graphics editors for the New York Times. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sanders won pretty much every rural county in New York. Clinton took upstate counties around Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo. I want to talk about New York City proper, though. Where did he perform well, and where did he fall short?
He performed well in Brooklyn, in places where there are a fair number of young hipsters, potentially, gentrifiers, we call them. Those were his best areas. He underperformed in most other places, even in places where we expected him to do pretty well.
Talk about that. Where did he underperform? And perhaps more importantly, with whom did he underperform?
We call them white liberals. They're sort of the heart and soul of Democratic New York. They give a lot of money. They turn out in big numbers. There was some idea that Bernie might do well there. A lot of these voters are Jewish. But he did particularly badly, I think.
This is Wilson, and I think the African-American vote is so big in New York, especially in Brooklyn. And Hillary Clinton just dominated all throughout central Brooklyn, where blacks are above, you know, a major part of the population in those areas, and especially out east in Queens, East Brooklyn, and in the Bronx, too. So once again, as we've seen throughout the primaries, she did very well with minorities.
We can't talk about Brooklyn without talking about these voting irregularities. More than 125,000 Brooklyn voters were removed from the polls ahead of Tuesday's primary. Authorities are now looking into this. If those people had been able to vote, would that have changed the needle in a significant way?
Well, the margin between the two candidates still ended up being over 200,000 votes, so I don't think it would have swung the city or swung the state. Perhaps, you know, that makes a difference in the delegate count. But even still, if every single one of those people that were removed from the rolls, and we don't know how many of them might have gotten added back, were voting for Bernie Sanders, he still would have lost New York City.
And this is Larry now. And you see, you know, even in my neighborhood in Carroll Gardens of Brooklyn, we saw a lot of pro-Bernie, feeling the burn, burn buttons, burn shirts, kids, you know, yelling for Bernie the morning of primary day. But then you went to the polls and you actually look at the block-by-block results, and it's like, you know, Hillary cleaned up in huge swaths of those places where Bernie, it seemed to be drawing a lot of support. So maybe you had a lot of, like, closet Hillary people who aren't quite as vocal, who, when they went into the ballot box, actually filled in the little bubble for Hillary Clinton.
But I have this Ford again. I had another possibility for that phenomenon, which is that in the places that where he did the best, those were the places that tend to have the highest number of people registered as independents. And as you know, in New York, you can't cross party lines to vote. It's a closed primary. So I think a lot of his vote hadn't registered as Democrats and so couldn't vote for him.
The narrative leading up to the primary in New York and afterward has been that this could be a turning point in the Democratic race. So forget about the narrative. I don't want to talk about that. What do the numbers have to say about whether that's true? Do the numbers back that up?
You know, we've created a couple of these online calculators where you can see if you drag the sliders based on average results going forward. And even if you jack Bernie Sanders up to winning like 55% of the vote in the remaining contests and Hillary wins about 45%, he still falls a little bit short of that half of all pledged delegates line. And Hillary Clinton clears it, even if she loses going forward.
We've been talking with Wilson Andrews, Ford Fessenden, and Larry Buchanan. They're digital graphics editors for the New York Times. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For having us.